Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
All right, we have a Monday edition of Sue's News coming up here in the 4 o'clock hour. Also, I don't think you're affected by this, Sue, but remember when I did this whole thing when I broke away from DirecTV and I went to YouTube TV?
Yeah.
And I love it. I really do. I love YouTube TV. I get the NFL package through that. Well, they have this pissing match right now with ABC and ESPN and Disney. Yeah. So I might not be able to watch Monday Night Football tonight. Although I do have like the ESPN app. I'm so confused by some of this. Maybe I can watch through that.
I'm not sure you can. We talked about it on Friday. I can't believe they haven't worked it out yet.
I can't either. But we have media reporter with the Wall Street Journal, Joel Flint, who's going to join us at the bottom of the hour. So I played this, it must have been Wednesday because I wasn't here Thursday or Friday. There was an exchange. Brandon Williams, the mayor of Chicago, who is, you know, complete embarrassment to the rest of the country, although he keeps sticking to his positions, which are nutty and kooky, and his city's not getting any safer. But he doesn't like the fact that some people might say the term, remember, this has been something, Democrats have had this in their crawl for a while. You can't say illegal aliens, Sue. That's disrespectful, and it's racist, too.
We don't have illegal aliens. Yeah. I don't know if that's from some sort of sci-fi message that you wish you've had. Well, listen, the legal term for my people were slaves. You want me to use that term, too? So look, let's just get the language right. We're talking about undocumented individuals that are human beings. The last thing that I'm going to do is accept the type of racist, nasty language to describe human beings.
One point of clarification. If, in fact, Brandon, we would currently be calling you slaves when you were, in fact, a slave, that would be something a little different. We are calling those migrants, which have illegally come to our country, illegal aliens, because they're actively right now illegal aliens. It wasn't like 250 years ago.
So right.
Just so you know. Yeah. Well, it wasn't quite that long. My math's not good. The founding of the country 250 years ago, Abraham Lincoln came a little, you know, after that. You know, right. Math's not my forte. William Kelly is with us. He is what they call the People's Reporter in Chicago. He had some interesting exchanges with Brandon Johnson, the mayor. William, how are you? Welcome to 97.1 FM Talk in St. Louis.
How are you doing, brother?
We are doing okay. We are amazed. Now, I grew up for the first 14 years of my life in the city of Chicago. Richard Daley, like the original Richard Daley and all that kind of stuff that went on with the Chicago machine. This is a little different in 2025. And do people in Chicago have any questions about the way that their city is being run? Because here in St. Louis, we always hear the nonsense from Brandon Johnson. We don't often hear how the real people in Chicago are interpreting all of this.
Well, God bless you, brother. That's the exact right question to ask. It's really strange because apparently I'm the only reporter asking real questions of the mayor. So if I wasn't doing it, then no one, like literally no one would be doing it. You know, if I wasn't like, and I was doing it with this Lori Lightfoot character too. If you remember, if you Google reporter William J. Kelly, Lori Lightfoot, you'll just see video after video after video, viral video, of me asking her the most basic questions on the planet about crime, mass shootings, etc. And every time she would just go absolutely nuts. And then she actually revoked my media credential, believe it or not, because she didn't want to answer these questions anymore. And then after she left office, I got my media credential back. And now I'm essentially carrying on the same tradition with Brandon Johnson. And thankfully, millions of people, obviously yourself included, have seen these videos of me asking Brandon Johnson basic questions. He still hasn't figured out how to revoke my media credential. So I go every week to these City Hall press conferences. And thankfully, hundreds of thousands or millions of people on a weekly basis, you know, Chicagoans, primarily Chicagoans, but also, you know, like yourself, you know, people around the country see these videos of these essentially they've become very, very heated debates between me and the mayor at his press conferences. And they're happy that somebody is asking him real questions.
Yeah, why? Let's kind of go to the journalistic aspects of this, because, you know, this happens to a certain extent everywhere. It's not just Chicago. But I cannot believe that with all the issues on the table in a city like yours, and we've had some, you know, small parallels here in St. Louis with crime, you got a lot more people up there, that other reporters in Chicago would not be asking some of the same questions. You know, I'm sure you're familiar with John Cass. I love John. He's a longtime Chicago reporter who has his own website right now. I think he took a buyout from the Tribune years ago. But he's one of the few guys that kind of calls Johnson out and some of this nonsense that keeps happening up there.
Well, you know, in terms of working reporters, you know, that actually go, you know, like myself, that's essentially what I'm referring to. I'm not talking about, you know, obviously other people who, you know, might also have, websites or opinions or what have you. But in terms of reporters that actually go to these press conferences, sadly, the other reporters are, you know, they're more interested in just keeping their job, go along, get along. They don't want to rock the boat. But you know, as a lifelong Chicagoan and somebody who was born on the south side of Chicago, who loves Chicago, I want real answers. I want to ask real questions. I want real answers. I've actually started, believe it or not, a legal defense fund. As I mentioned, I had to go to federal court to get my media credential, my official City of Chicago media credential back. That costs money. So if anyone who wants to support my legal defense fund, it's at reporterwilliamjkelly.com. And then you can also check out some of these videos of me and Johnson really going at each other, you know, insults flying. It really is, a lot of people find it entertaining. I consider it to be necessary.
Well, maybe it can be both at the same time, you know, and, you know, I'm just baffled by this guy and what he says all the time. And I played this audio last week. I'll see if I can dig it up now. But at one point, you referred to a Nicaraguan illegal who beat a Chicago woman unconscious, raped her on a sidewalk. And you asked him a question about that. Like you said, if that had been your wife, Stacy, would you allow ICE to remove this violent offender? Yes or no? That seems to be, William, a pretty simple question that he didn't want to have any of that, did he?
Well, I don't know if you want to play that clip, go ahead. Also, yeah, because it is pretty shocking if you actually listen to it. A lot of people found it to be shocking, specifically the mayor did. You can also see that video, like I said, at reporterwilliamjkelly.com or at William J. Kelly on X, if you want to look at it that way. But the bottom line is this. You know, these are the questions that really need to be asked. You know, if somebody didn't confront Lori Lightfoot, you know, if I didn't confront Lori Lightfoot, you know, the people of Chicago would still be walking around with masks, you know, wearing masks. Lori Lightfoot never would have thought, I swear to God, Lori Lightfoot would still have the city of Chicago on lockdown, telling people that they can't go to school or church. You know, I mean, this is the kind of, like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's almost, it's like a gulag.
You know, one of the things that I've talked about, and this goes back a little bit more than a year, and it did get some attention mainly on Fox, is you had very outraged Chicago citizens, you know, African-Americans, who saw their parks being taken over by migrants, whatever is appropriate in Brandon Johnson's view, you know, to say something. And that got a little attention. I focused on it because here you had American taxpayers that were livid about how migrants were coming in and, you know, taking over the parks. Gets a little attention, but I'd have to say that that sentiment is far more prevalent in Chicago than we're ever really led on to believe by the rest of the media.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, yeah, and that's just it. You know, if it wasn't for my reporting, a lot of that, you know, those voices never would have been heard. They would have been ignored by the, I guess, what you'd call the mainstream media. I call it the corrupt, incompetent lapdog media in Chicago. They, those voices would never have been heard, and nobody would even know that there was even a single person in Chicago that didn't want to be raped and murdered by an illegal alien.
Here, I think I found the audio here that we were referring to.
We don't have illegal aliens.
No, that's not the one. That's the one I played earlier. Here it is.
Well, the real Chicagoans that I talk to, that I communicate with, mostly black and brown, actually, tell me that you don't seem to know the difference between illegal aliens and real Chicago citizens. They feel that you are siding with the illegal aliens over them in their communities. Sadly,
William, let's get to the question.
Let's get to the question. The real question is simply this. I don't know how to make it any more direct. An illegal alien from Nicaragua grabbed a woman on the north side last week.
Is this a question?
Bashed her head into the sidewalk, knocked her unconscious, and raped her. If that had been your wife, Stacey.
Okay, all right, we're not going to answer it. Thank you. Right. Thanks, William.
All right. Would you want ICE to deport her?
All right. Let's move on.
Yes or no?
Let's move on.
Answer the question as a man. Not as a mayor, but as a man. Would you want
thanks.
ICE
Thank you.
To deport that rapist?
All right. Tamon?
Okay.
Mayor.
That's the answer. That's the answer for real Chicago.
He goes on and he actually says, I was hoping I had this part of the audio. He says, invoking the name of my wife is out of bounds, intentional provocation, reprehensible. You know what's reprehensible? The Nicaraguan illegal who beat the woman and raped her. That's what's reprehensible, right?
Amen. God bless you, brother. You see, you know, sometimes, I'm not going to lie, sometimes I do walk out of those press conferences thinking, is it me? Am I wrong? But no, I mean, I'm not wrong. Here, Mayor Johnson has a 150 sworn police officer security
on
detail.
His duty.
150
right. yeah.
sworn police officers to protect him and his wife. Of course, he doesn't have to worry about his wife getting raped and murdered. But here's the thing: that woman who was beaten unconscious and raped on a Chicago sidewalk by an illegal alien from Nicaragua, that woman was somebody's wife. Okay, so it's not reprehensible for me to ask that question. That woman may not have been the mayor's wife, might not have been a politician's wife, but she was somebody's wife. So it's completely a legitimate question.
Absolutely a legitimate question, given the where we are with the entire situation with immigration. He never wants to address that. Now, you are going to get your press credential pulled because then you call him a coward, right, William?
I call him a coward. What else?
He is a coward. I get that, but that might get the press pass pulled, is maybe what I'm saying.
Reporter WilliamJKelly.com.
We'll keep watching
Mark,
it. Hey, thank you.
I want to make a donation to my legal defense fund. Can you believe it, Mark? In Chicago, you need a legal defense fund
just to do your job.
Ask the mayor a question.
Yes, give your handle out on the X.
It's at William J. Kelly.
Perfect.
Be easier.
Keep us posted. Thank you, William.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.